Don't raid the fridge, raid the radio. Intelligence for your health with Connie Selica.
Today we're talking to cardiologist Dr. Christopher Kelly, co-author of the book, Am I Dying? A Complete Guide to Your Symptoms and What to Do Next. And he says of all the symptoms people tend to freak out about, the one that sends people to the ER most often is chest pain. And that makes sense considering heart disease is the number one killer of both men and women in North America. So I asked Dr. Kelly to share some signs that our chest pain is likely no big deal and when we should absolutely see a doctor about it.
So if you have chest pain for just a second or two, it occurs when you take a deep breath. It's sharp. It feels like it's between the ribs. That's probably just like a muscle spasm in your chest. And if it goes away after a few seconds and doesn't come back, then don't really need to worry about that. Another example of chest pain that you don't really need to worry about is if you've been, let's say, doing a lot of upper body exercises and you felt fine while you were working out, and then a couple hours later or the next morning, you kind of feel sore in your chest, like when you move your arms around. That's also probably muscular, and it's probably not something to worry about. What we get more concerned about is pain in the chest that's pressure-like. It's in the middle of the chest, and it gets worse when you exert yourself. So whether it's working out or just going upstairs, doing anything that gets your heart rate up, if that makes your pain worse, that's very concerning that you could be having a lack of adequate blood flow to your heart. Of course, if you have chest pain that comes on suddenly for no reason and it's very severe and it's in the middle of your chest, that's also something that you should be concerned about, especially if you're on the older side, so you're over 50 or 60 years old. If you smoke, have a history of diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, those all greatly increase your risk of having heart disease. And so any chest pain in someone who has those things should be taken seriously.
Your health is our top priority. Intelligence for your health.